Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
What is chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder, and how do you even know if you have it? It's a debilitating worldwide health problem, and my guest is Dr. Brian Levine. He's founder and medical director of the Cough Center in Orange County, California. So, Dr. Levine, tell us a little bit about COPD. What is it?
COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. It's a progressive disease which results in difficulty in breathing. It's actually two coexisting conditions. One is emphysema, where the small little air sacs in the lungs are damaged, and that results in poor gas exchange meaning oxygen, carbon dioxide. And the other component, coexisting condition, is chronic bronchitis, in which case the small airways are inflamed, and this results in thick airways, diminished flow through the small airways, and also increased mucus production. And most people with COPD have both emphysema and chronic bronchitis.
Okay, so they've got these things, and it develops quickly, or is this something that happens over time that you can catch, Dr. Levine, and stop it before it becomes a progressive chronic condition?
Great question. A lot of times what happens is, for no reason at all, you don't even need to be a smoker. All of a sudden you can develop a persistent cough, increased sputum production, and wheezing to the point where it's difficult to breathe and have shortness of breath and chest tightness. At that point, it's important to be evaluated. And indeed, you can slow the progression and deterioration with those that have COPD with proper treatment. There's no cure for COPD, but you can definitely slow the progression.
So now when you do go in for an exam, spirometer, you're blowing into things, what exactly are the medical tests to diagnose it? And then what are the treatments going on out there today?
Okay. Well, obviously a good physical exam by a medical examiner and pulmonary specialist is important. The important test to get with COPD is something called spirometry, where you breathe in, as you've indicated, you breathe into a special little apparatus, and it determines airflow, and also it determines whether there's any restriction in breathing. Chest x-ray is absolutely critical. Sometimes CT scan of the chest is necessary. Arterial blood gas to determine whether there's adequate oxygenation of your lungs, and sometimes even bronchoscopy, where they go down with the scope and look at the lungs and the airways, is what the tests that are necessary to clue one into the possibility of COPD. As far as medical treatments, as we mentioned, there's no cure for COPD, but you can slow the progression. Bronchodilators are used, that is, inhalers that cause relaxation of the small airways are used and very effectively. Inhaled steroids are absolutely important to decrease the inflammation of the small airways. Antibiotics are necessary. If there's an infection that comes about, it's important to treat it as soon as possible. Other treatments that make a difference are oxygen therapy if necessary. Pulmonary rehab programs are out there. And something that's really missed quite a bit is that medical treatment for depression, stress, and anxiety, because people who are short of breath and have persistent cough get depressed, and just anxiety itself will trigger off wheezing. So there's a lot out there that can be done, and lifestyle changes, too, make a tremendous amount of difference. Obviously, you need to quit smoking because that's the most common cause of COPD, but just avoidance of irritants and toxic situations make a difference. And something you can do also to improve your condition is exercise tolerance, increase your tolerance. Swimming, for example, is excellent. And I just want to emphasize that when people with COPD have these exacerbations where they start having increased mucus and coughing, it's important to not have contact with ill people, because people who have COPD have more of a problem handling infection than other people. It's important to take flu shots and get the pneumococcal vaccines if you have COPD.
That is great advice, Dr. Levine, because the thing is also, as our immune systems are lowered with these things, and then the medications, they don't contribute to that. And as I understand it, Dr. Levine, while heart disease can actually be reversed with exercise and lifestyle management, COPD cannot be reversed. Damage done to the lungs and the bronchodilated, you know, the airways, cannot be reversed. Is that correct?
It cannot be reversed. COPD is the third leading cause of death in the United States. People fail to realize just how bad it can be. Once the damage is done, there's very little that can be done to repair it. The steroids and bronchodilators do help to slow the process. But it's not a good diagnosis over a long period of time.
Now, when people are taking steroids and the glucocorticoid steroids, are these, you know, I've heard that people have to really flush out their mouth after using these inhaled corticosteroids or the bronchodilators. Give us a little bit of advice about using those, whether they're short-acting or long-acting.
Well, it depends what the practitioner has suggested. Whether there is an acute episode, for example, you want to use the short-acting bronchodilator, that would be helpful. It's best probably to maintain yourself with maintenance inhalers and then have rescue inhalers from time to time when the periods of time during the day where you're wheezing is really, really bad. Continue to maintain steroids for a long period of time is really important in these patients, and as long as you monitor for any side effects such as adrenal insufficiency, those kind of things, I think it's a safe way to go. So it really depends on the practitioner as to how aggressive. It depends how severe the patient is.
And you mentioned exercise, Dr. Levine. Give the listeners your best advice for managing COPD and its symptoms. If they're feeling hard to breathe, should they not be trying to push too hard, or should they be trying to push through it a bit?
That's a great, that is a great question. What you want to do is increase your muscle strength of your chest wall and your diaphragm, okay? Something as simple as yoga can make that much of a difference, okay? People with COPD have limited reserves and strength. They don't really have the strength and the reserves to breathe. Increasing the muscle strength, even with exercises that are not really that exhaustive, I think are really, really helpful. Swimming is very good because it pops open your airways and you don't have the issue of gravity to deal with. So that's another great exercise. So in answer to your question, you don't really want to push yourself because you have limited energy reserves, but you want to increase your exercise tolerance and increase your strength of breathing.
And people that have to carry oxygen around, you know, we've all seen them, and it's getting more and lighter. And, you know, I work with people, so many people, Dr. Levine, that are on oxygen. And, you know, so give us sort of the horizon picture. What's going on in the world of COPD? And those people on oxygen, do they have hope for a little bit easier life?
Unfortunately, it's not a good diagnosis, and the oxygen is absolutely necessary for some of these people. They have so much damage in their lungs, and you know the ability to absorb oxygen through the satchels that we're talking about are limited, and so it becomes a requirement. There are periods where these episodes of wheezing and tightness of chest diminish, but for the most part, most people that are on oxygen will stay on oxygen for the rest of their lives.
In the last 30 seconds, your best advice for chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder?
Well, the best advice is, when do you seek rapid attention when you have COPD? Specifically, when the episodes of coughing, wheezing, and mucus production become much worse than what normally occurs. If there's difficulty catching your breath, if your lips are blue, if the work of breathing increases, and the mental status may deteriorate, and when the usual treatment measures cease to work, it's really important to seek rapid medical attention.
Well, seeking medical attention, listen to this podcast again, listeners, so that you can get a good idea of when it is you need to seek that medical care. If things seem different, that's when you go to a pulmonologist or a specialist. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.